Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Well, another phrase that you kind of challenge, which I appreciate, is all you have to do is. Talk about why that phrase sort of bothers you.
It sort of sounds like an auction, you know, like give it to the lowest bidder, you know. All you have to do is pray this prayer, say this thing, and look around, put your hand up high, put it back down, or one of the bears, all of that kind of thing. Like, wait a minute. It appears to be like two versions. There's the radical Christians, and then there's the all-you-have-to-do Christians, the ones that are just barely making it under the, sneaking under the pearly gates. And when you look at what Jesus' message was, there's not two types. There's either coming all the way, full-blown, I've given myself to surrender and follow Christ. That doesn't mean I'm perfect, but it means I'm a follower, versus I've just decided to pray this prayer. And I think that the question is, there's these passive premises, but what is the premise that Jesus presented us with? And what I share in the book is over and over again, one of the most important foundation stones in order to be resilient, is Jesus always used the same two words. When he was talking about how we as humans can get connected to his heavenly Father, and that is, follow me. He said, follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Take up your cross, follow me. He said to Levi, follow me. 32 different times in the gospel, he said, follow me, follow me, follow me. Follow his heart, follow his lifestyle, listen to his words. And so the question might be, well, how do you follow somebody, you know, today in the 21st century that you can't see with your eyes? And so think about it. How do you follow a band that you've never met in person? How do you follow a sports team that you've never met the players? Well, a band, you know their lyrics. How do they write that song? And when do they first get together? So what if we knew Jesus' lyrics? What if we knew his words? And this is what we should do. We should Google Jesus. You know, we should get in the Word and like this is who we are. What if we knew something that Jesus said on every topic? You know, any topic that's brought up in a conversation at work, we knew what Jesus said in. It was like, how do you know that? What do you mean? How do I know? I'm a follower. This is what we do. We follow. Followers don't just cheer loud at Christian concerts. Followers follow. We know what our leader says, what he talks about. And so, and what happened is the early disciples were such close followers of Christ that they were actually mistaken for Christ. Somebody would say, hey, is that Christ? No, that's Peter. Wow, sure looks like Christ. Is that Christ? No, that's Paul. Sure, acting like Christ. Let's give them all a name. And it was the secular people that gave followers of Christ the name Christians because they all look like mini Christ, little Christ. So they said, let's give them all a name. Let's call them Christians. Today we have people that call themselves Christians that don't look like Christ at all. And so I challenge people. I don't ever ask people to become Christians. I ask them to become followers of Christ because as we become followers, imitators of Christ, becoming more and more like him inwardly and outwardly, he changes us. It's a miracle that happens on the inside of us. And then people might mistake us for him. Well, what a compliment that would be, that for people to go, wow, you sure, I don't know Christ, but if I did, I bet he looks like you.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.